we've had quite a few of our public representatives, you know, weighing in heavily behind this campaign, and we're very grateful for the support. But what we've done today is we've launched what's called a threshold of decency statement. And what that is it's a shared position statement, and it calls for a number of actions under the position statement. And we have cross-party support for that today, where we've had all of our councillors sign up, and our TDs have already signed up by email. And this now will be presented to the HSE, and they'll be asked to respond to it within the next week.
As you said, the campaign's starting to gather pace now. Where do you go from here?
Well, I suppose after the threshold of decency statement goes to the HSE, the next step then is for the HSE to respond and to let us know, you know, what they intend to do. And then I suppose then, based on that response will basically dictate what the next steps in the campaign are.
How far are you prepared to go to save the schools in Donegal Town and Letterkenny?
As far as it takes, really, to save the two remaining specialist preschools, because once those facilities go, regardless of how many children are born in Donegal with complex needs in the future, there will not be a service for them if we let this go. So we've no choice but to see this out to the end and to get some kind of an assurance from HSE that the preschools will be retained.
These two schools are of huge importance, and TDs, the government, need to understand that they're not in the position the parents of special needs children are.
Yes. And I mean, there's also huge... this is going to be a huge difficulty even for the mainstream childcare sector, because the mainstream childcare sector would not be prepared and would not have the supports in place to enable the inclusion of children with very complex needs at the moment. So really, this whole policy from the HSE is based on a model framework of inclusion. And I think it's really important to say that there's nobody that doesn't support the fact that children should be included and should be educated alongside their peers. That's absolutely not what we're saying. All we're asking for and all we're calling for is that the recommendations of that report and the supports that have to be in place to enable inclusion in mainstream are put in place prior to the closure or any decisions around closure of specialist preschools.